Hey, this is Kurt.
And this is Jen.
And this is Kurt and Jen Make a Podcast.
And this week, we're talking about our listener Amy Seeley's pick, Devo.
Yes, Devo. Jen, how big of a Devo fan are you?
You know, I am a huge fan of their Energy Dome hats. Huge fan. Huge fan of the hats.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you purchasing hats after...
I think I might have to. I feel like it fits my aesthetic. So the biggest thing that I knew about Devo before coming in here was that they have an amazing sense of style, amazing, interesting, like sci-fi-ish looks and wonderfulness. So I was very excited to learn more about Devo, but I can't say that I was a devotee before today.
Oh, you've been waiting all week for that one.
I've been waiting all week, Kurt. I'm so excited that I finally got to use it.
Okay. They are, of course, best known for their song Whip It, which got a lot of airplay, and the video got a lot of airplay in, was it 82? I believe it was. Let's just start off by playing this song. I like that song when it came out, and kind of in the last little bit, I just sort of had it in my mind. It was kind of a, you know, cute song, and then I've been listening to it recently, and I just love this song. It is such a great song. First of all, that drum beat at the beginning is kind of iconic, and the way that the two lead singers kind of go back and forth, I really enjoy. And there's a couple of cool little sections in it that also kind of make me laugh a little bit. The part where they go to the whip it into shape, shape it up, get straight. And they go through that the first time. And then when they end it, they go whip it good. And then the second time through, and when they say whip it, then they go into shape and they go back into the whole thing again. And it's just cool little like reversal that I really enjoy. And Jen's going to let me keep talking, so I am going to say.
Well, I love this song a lot. It is very catchy. I enjoy everything that's happening, but all I can do is like think of the very weird video that is attached to the song. So that's where I'm at here, because I don't remember this video being that weird. And then I watched it again and I was like, oh, that's weird. Hopefully that woman is consenting to the thing that's happening. Because she seems like very like out of it. So that seems strange. And then there's like weird cowboys. I love it, but it's strange.
Yeah. So there is a woman that is dressed in this Western attire, and then Mark Mothersbaugh will take a whip and is like whipping pieces of clothing off of her, like a hat, and she had like a cigarette holder. And actually, I read somewhere that they saw that in a like old-timey Western show, and they thought that that was really weird, and they were wondering about the consent of that woman to be in there. And so I think they made her come across as being very nervous about the entire
thing. Yeah. She definitely looked like the guy that you're going to shoot the apple off of the head, like, you know, like with an arrow, get the, like hit the apple off of somebody's head. Also, why can't I words today? I couldn't form one sentence there. But yeah, she looks like the very like uncomfortable assistant. That is like, I'm not sure if this person is going to stab me in the heart with this arrow or if it's going to hit the apple that's on my head.
This William Tell's son, right?
That's there we go. Okay. There you go. Kurt knows things. I'm just here to be silly. Okay.
All right. Another thing that I like about this song is the musical break in the middle where they go to 6/4 time, which is very cool. And also... Did you know, Jen, that this song was used in a Swiffer commercial?
Okay, first of all, why would I know that it was in a Swiffer commercial? And why would I want to know that it was in a Swiffer commercial?
I was a little surprised. Although, and I will point out, there have been a number of songs that Devo songs that have been in commercials, and I will point those out as we go through a few of these, which kind of blew my mind a little bit. And this is. And I'm sure that all the Devo fans out there are like, oh God, they're going to spend the whole time talking about Whip It.
No, and no. We just like to get that out of the way first.
Yeah. Yes. But I do really love that song and I've been listening to it a lot recently. I do prefer the more poppy, catchy, and this is definitely, you know, one of their poppiest or hookiest songs and really enjoy that. But anyway, yes, get that out of the way. They did Whip It. This is the band we're talking about with the inverted flower pot hats.
They're called Energy Dome hats.
I know. I'm explaining it to the listener. That is absolutely what they're called, but they do look like. And actually, I saw an interesting theory about that, which is wrong because they are not upside down flower pots. But someone was saying that the concept of the band is de-evolution. That we right. are, you know, we got to a point in evolution and now just with, you know, misinformation and with the society the way we are now de-evolving, and that's the name of the band. But that those upside down flower pots are actually, that they are flower pots and that you are growing the opposite way out of them, that you're growing down.
Oh, that's cute.
Right.
I like
incorrect,
this theory.
But I like it too.
I like it. I do like this theory a lot. Oh my gosh. I love everything about this. I'm so sorry. I just do. I just love it. Did you know that during the beginning of the pandemic, they actually sold their Energy Dome hats with like a face shield attached to it?
Oh.
And they sold out before I could buy one because I did try to buy one. At the very beginning of the pandemic, because I'm like, well, if I'm going to look silly anyway, I might as well be wearing a red Energy Dome hat.
I will jump in with the first post hit, number one hit, not number one hit, they were like number 14, but usually we introduce bands.
Don't denigrate Devo here.
Not denigrating. it's their biggest hit. And again, sure. there are some people, I saw some things online that they were like a one-hit wonder, and they are absolutely
not a one-hit wonder. How dare they?
Incredible bank of, you know, just a history of songs. But one of the songs that kind of sort of describes the whole ethos of Devo is the song Jocko Homo. And I wanted to play that song because it's it does sort of, you know, bring, you know, it's a good introduction to the concept of Devo.
They tell us that we lost our tails, eat all the apples from little sails. I say it's all just wind and sails. Are we that bad?
We are Devo.
Are we that bad?
Devo.
So I'm sorry. Are they men? I can't tell.
No, they are Devo.
They're Devo.
I could go on for a little while about the song. There's a lot of information about, you know, the where the Jocko Homo came from, but it's talking about you know that, you know, people evolved and then, you know, they got to this point and they are now devolving. And actually they were, I was listening to a couple interviews where they have, I think for a period, they were pronouncing the name of the band Devo as opposed to Devo, you know, putting the accent on the second syllable. But yeah, this is, kind of, you know, I think encapsulates the ethos of the band and about a lot of the stuff that come from them. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jen? Mm-hmm.
I think that that's partially true, but there is a video on their YouTube page that has absolutely no audio at all and is just scrolling black text on white that explains, it's called Devo De-evolution, a prophecy fulfilled. And I feel like that also very well explains their ethos.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. I'm going to read just a little portion of it because I watched this several times and reread it. It is, okay, I'm trying to find a good part of it. Devo will, together with our corporate partners, keep fighting the good fight to spread the de-evolutionary message across the globe. We said it long ago, and we must now repeat. Duty now for the future. It is now or never, because later is now. And this is some of the weird, surrealist crap that I appreciate from Devo. It makes, no, I've read it many times. It does not make sense. I don't think it's supposed to make sense. And I appreciate that even more. And I felt that it was very important to discuss on today's podcast. Did you get to watch that wonderful video with no audio at all?
I did not watch that video. This sounds very kind of IDK How.
It is very IDK. There's a second prophecy video too. And it is about when they were at the Winter Olympics.
Oh, I saw that video of them performing at the medal ceremony.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that too. They performed a lot during the Winter Olympics. But there is a fake person? God, what is his name?
Needs a readers for this one.
there's a fake, weird corporate guy that is reading a weird message about Devo. He's not real. His name is like Greg Scholl or something, I want to say. But here is what that message said. That is another video, and it has that person like doing the voiceover, and it says, "We at Devo Inc. are honestly elated. The band Devo is on the receiving end of dividends beyond our humble expectations as we move into spring of 2010. Like, we are like learning their corporate background. Like, this is some weird corporate meeting that we're having about Devo. And then they talk about how they're going to be at the award ceremonies in 2010, the Winter Olympics in Whistler, BC, and that they're also going to be at Coachella in 2010. And I'm like, this is amazing. And also there's a headshot of a dude who's not even related to Devo in a suit. I don't know what's
very
happening,
strange.
But again, the surrealism in their humor is like, mwah, it's just, it's perfect.
Yeah. And so I will point out that, and I saw this in an interview, I forget if it was Mike Douglas or on Letterman. These are two interviews that I saw of them where Jerry Casale and Mark Mothersbaugh kind of did the interview. Well, Jerry was basically out of character, right? He was actually answering questions earnestly, and they were really good interviews. And Mark Mothersbaugh was kind of in character a little bit, but they talked a little bit about, basically they started the band. They were at Kent State and they knew the students that were shot at Kent State. And that's when they kind of, you know, switched from being hippies into basically trying to do something. And this was sort of the impetus to start the band. So it was, it is a, you know, non-humorous sort of start to the band, but
I was going to say that is bringing me down here.
I'm sorry. Bit. I didn't want to talk about Devo and at least not bring up that they are, you know, that there is a serious message behind them.
Sure.
Although there is without a doubt a lot of, you know, humor that they bring to it, and, you know, satire and so on. So, by the way, those two interviews, especially the Mike Douglas, which is their first talk show appearance, there's a lot of unintentional humor in that as well. It is kind of crazy because it's like these, you know, old school talk shows don't know how to deal with like these, you know, this new wave band, but they were like big enough that they like, you know, had to have them on the show. So look this up on YouTube. It is Mike Douglas. The guests are John Schneider, Shecky Green, Robert Vaughn, Devo, and then they bring on a UFO expert.
Wait, there's a UFO. I'm going to go. Kurt, can we pause this podcast right now?
So go for it, Jen. That? You go. Okay. You go do that.
Okay. Also, I'll link to that in the show notes for our listeners.
So then Devo lip syncs Whip It, which is just bizarre, but I'm a little surprised that they did that, but they probably had no choice. And then they come back and it is people all sitting on like stools, basically, with Mike Douglas on the left. And then Jerry Casale, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, right next to him. Next to him is John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard. And then to the right of him are the four other members of TiVo. And it's like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, who arranged that seating?
Yeah. It's very weird. And Mike Douglas does not know how to talk to TiVo. And it is very funny. Even though Jerry's
In fairness, I am very weird myself. I don't know if I would know how to talk to TiVo.
But Jerry, who was talking, he was being very earnest about everything, and it was kind of cool. It's like to actually see them with the their shields down a little bit, and so it's worth watching. So
I can't wait.
Okay, ahead, Jen. Why don't you tell me your next song?
Oh, okay. So this is a song that has a newer video that has the perfect aesthetic.
Okay, so, Jen, I'm gonna interrupt. There's one more thing I wanted to say about Jaco Homo.
Well, why did you talk about the talk show then?
Well, I just looked down at my notes and I was like, oh yeah, I wanted to talk about that. The first time that I heard the song Jaco Homo was actually on a Weird Al album.
No flipping way.
Yes, you're familiar with the polka medleys that he has on
his... I am familiar with all of Weird Al Yankovic's work. He's a god among men.
So one of the first Weird Al album that I had was in 3D, and the polka medley on that was called Polkas on 45, and it started off with this.
They tell us that we lost our tails, evolving up from little snails. I say it's all just wind and sails. Are we not men? We are devil. Are we not?
Oh my God, so good.
That is my first exposure to the song Jaco Homo.
Amazing.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there. Go ahead.
I mean, you should throw that in there because that was our Lord and Savior, Weird Al Yankovic. So good. So I was going to talk about a newer video. This is Watch Us Work It. I don't know if you got to see this, but it is kind of amazing, and it has a lot of Whip It vibes to the video, but there's only women, all of them fully clothed, not revealing risque outfits at all. They're welding, they're working on cars, they're lip syncing. They have this beautiful white and red white, black and red aesthetic. At one point, we get an American flag with the Devo Energy Dome hats in place of stars, and I really enjoyed it, both from an aesthetic point of view and from a humorous point of view. So I am going to play a little bit of that right now. I enjoyed it a lot. Okay. So it's a fun song. And also it starts off with them saying bass rock steady, bass keep it tight, lead do it now. I enjoy that as an intro, but also done in a weird computer voice that Devo likes so much. I enjoy it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And now, what album was that one off of?
That is a great question, Kurt.
Thank you.
Of course.
You said it was recent, so I wasn't sure. Because I had one that was one of my favorites that was off of a very recent album as well.
It was Something for Everybody Deluxe in 2010. That is the version that I played for you.
Okay.
But the video is amazing. And I like that no member of Devo is in it. Not a single member of Devo. It's just attractive looking women, fully clothed, lip syncing, and then welding, and then working on cars.
Cool. So, yeah. Like it. So I will play a song off of that album that I enjoyed, I thought was pretty funny, and has a very interesting video as well. It is the song, What We Do. Eating and breathing and bumping gas, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, do it again. Eating and breathing and bumping gas.
That is, it is so good because there's a part, and I don't know if it was in that part that you played, but my favorite part of the song is where they say game and pray and believe and maintain and text and elect and reject and infect and.
Yeah. Yeah. This is cool. And it's
such a good song.
And it's, and the refrain is what we do is what we do. And it's like,
it's all the same. There's nothing new.
Right. And it's just, it hits on that de-evolution theme that it's just, you know, we're just kind of going through the motions and the video is just kind of people doing mundane things. And it's great. And so and I thought that it was funny that the feeding and breeding and pumping gas, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, do it again. that is the kind of totality of what we do.
Oh, so. Yeah.
But it's not all happy stuff. It's satirical and funny, but it's not necessarily happy. At least there's some breeding in there, Jen.
Yeah, that's at least the positive part of it. Yeah, I mean, I love... Okay, so I do love satire, but it does skew dark.
A little bit, yeah.
It does. I like more of their like surreal deadpan stuff that they do. So on that note, I am going to play a song that will get us back into some of that craziness. And I'm going to play a little bit of Wiggly World. Because it's funny. Oh, you got it! I think from now on, whenever I'm having a bad day, I'm just going to play the song like Wiggly, just that part where they say Wiggly World, all silly in my head. I think that's what I'm going to do.
And it's sort of, I like the idea of like, you know, that we kind of want, you know, people kind of want stuff like just straight and, you know, clear cut, but yeah, life's not like that. It's, nope. You know, it's got this... It's a wiggly world. It's, you know, stuff isn't always black and white and, you know, straight up and down. So kind of like the message too.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So embrace the wiggliness is.
I mean, I think that's going to be my goal for 2022 is to embrace the wiggliness of the world.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you, Devo.
Is that your new resolution?
I don't do resolutions, as we learned in the show last night.
Okay.
Yeah, when we asked the Oracle if I would achieve my New Year's resolutions, and they said no.
This is a reference that nobody that is listening is going to get.
That is true. Me. Yeah.
But that's right. Do you do resolutions?
I do not. That's what I just said. I just said I don't do resolutions.
Well, it was part of the show.
Oh. No, I don't do resolutions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's silly. I do goals. I have goals for things, but they are nothing to do with the new year, and they get set almost every month.
Oh, what is your current goal, Jen?
My current goal for January is to get Kurt and Jen's duo stand-up booked on a show. So I have very concrete goals that you can actually achieve. That's all I'm saying.
Ah, smart goals.
Yes. Oh, God, no. Oh, no. Kurt's going corporate on us.
That's right.
We're devolving here on this podcast right now.
All right. Well, I am going to play. I will quickly get out of the corporate doublespeak and the SMART goals and all that. I'm going to play a song that this might have been one of my first exposures to Devo. This was the first time I ever saw them play was either on the show Fridays or Saturday Night Live. And they did this song on both shows. So I'm not sure which one it was, but this is the song Uncontrollable Urge, which I love. And play a little bit of that. So this song was like they did this in their yellow jumpsuits.
Oh my God, I love the yellow jumpsuits. The ones that totally don't fit them. Those, the baggy ones. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
By the way, how awesome is it that they have so many iconic looks?
I mean, I love everything about it.
But so this is a song that I remember as a... It was in 1980 that they did this on Fridays, and I think it was the same year that they did it on Saturday Night Live. But I remember seeing that song, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that they just start off with the yeah, and that so that really stuck in my mind. And then and on Fridays they did this really funky kind of synchronized dance moves.
Oh my God, yeah. They do like weird synchronized robot-y dance moves that are terrible. Like they're so bad that they're good. Do you know what I mean? Like it's, and I'm not going to, I want to say something, but it's about my funniest pick. And so I can't say it yet.
Okay, yeah. But hold on to that thought.
Oh, it's so good, guys.
But they would, and what made me laugh about that part was that they've got, so Jerry and Mark are both lead singers, and they had this like little play, this interplay going forth where in a lot of their songs, but in this one, it's like, I say, yeah, he said, yeah. And it was just like, almost like a hype man going. And so that made me laugh that they just had like one of the singers just saying, yeah, he said, yeah.
It is goofy. It is very goofy. And wonderful. They're so kitschy. They're such a fun, kitschy band.
Yes. And do you know what the song is about, Jen?
No.
Can you take a guess?
I can.
Okay. It is about masturbation.
Yep.
And this song was used in a commercial for American Express.
Okay.
And was also used in to pitch the Mitsubishi Galant automobile. Which
I like that I think, you said automobile. I feel like what happened there? Not just car, you're like automobile.
I don't know. It just, when we're talking about de-evolution, I felt like I should say the whole words.
Right. So the whole words so that we can be like, we're slightly not devolved.
Exactly. I'm trying, which is also one of the... one of the interpretations of Whip It, which is to get yourself out of this de-evolution. You can do it. You can
get hey, Kurt.
Yes.
We promised our listeners we wouldn't just talk about Whip It.
I know we're not just talking about Whip It, but I'm saying that was like, one of the themes there is that, you can break out of that. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be evolved.
Okay.
So, I went down a little bit of a Fridays wormhole when I was looking at those videos. Did you ever see the show Fridays?
I did not.
Do you know what the show Fridays is?
I do not, Kurt.
It is a complete ripoff of Saturday Night Live. You should watch just a little bit of it. But it was, of course, on Friday night. It was live. And they had guest hosts, they had musical guests in front of a live audience, And it was just a complete SNL ripoff that was done.
I was going to say, this feels like it's just that they're ripping off SNL.
Yes.
Okay.
It starred the two people in the cast that I recognize. And I remember like Michael Richards being in the cast. And also Larry David was in the cast. And so those two were the only guys I really recognized from the cast. And also I remember like when doing some Andy Kaufman research that Andy Kaufman was on the show and he was having trouble, you know, just sort of following along with the script. And at one point in time, Michael Richards just walks over to the cue card guy, grabs the cue card, sticks it in front of Andy Kaufman and say, just read the lines. And it was a very Kaufman-esque scene. But just like with like the talk shows, they kind of, you know, like I think they dug Devo more, like they were hipper, but they kind of wanted to get in on the act. So like when they introduced him, like the guy, like the person that introduced him would either like wear the Devo hat and like do a robotic voice and now welcome Devo, or like doing like a little computer thing. It's like they're trying to get in on the joke. And they actually had this one little bit where one of the cast came back and was like, oh, Devo, like this is right before they went out and did Uncontrollable Urge. But it's like, oh, I love you guys. I love everything that you do, you know, and I wrote this song for you and I wanted you to play it. And then she started singing the song and they were just completely, you know, emotionless and just like basically ignoring her. And then like right before they went out, one of the guys in the band was like, we think you are a beautiful person. Thank you very much. And just went up on stage. It was like this weird skit that they wrote. They were trying to like, you know, glom on to the weirdness of Devo, and, you know, and it was awkward and weird and wonderful. And it was definitely worth watching.
I love all of those adjectives. I love all of those adjectives.
All right. Jen, you want to take a little break?
That sounds great, Kurt.
All right, as many Kurt and Jenthusiasts know, we like to talk about some of the genres that are listed on Wikipedia for
Devo.
Well,
one of us does, and then one of us likes to just banter about them. So let's see, what are the Wikipedia genres listed?
Okay, new wave.
Correct.
Synth pop.
Oh my God, yes. Have you seen how many synthesizers they have when they play live? It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Good. Interesting choice of words there, Jen.
Yeah.
Although there are a lot of songs that are very guitar driven. They certainly do.
They go back and forth. You can do both. Why not both, Kurt?
Yeah,
why not
absolutely.
Both?
But I think that a lot of people think of them as mainly synth pop. But yeah, lots of guitars in there as well. Art punk.
Yes.
Post-punk.
I mean, I'm going to disagree slightly with that, but okay.
In what way?
I don't know. It just doesn't feel Devo to me.
Post-punk?
Post-punk, yeah. It feels weird. It feels like a weird name for them. It feels like a weird genre. That's
it. Oh, okay. Art pop?
Oh my God. This is an art band if there's any, like, yes.
Yeah, art pop is probably more than art punk, I would say. They don't feel super punky.
That is, not all of their songs feel super punky. There are some punky vibes.
Electronic
some punky rooster. What?
Yeah. Electronic rock?
Yes.
Yeah. And geek rock.
Oh, I think that is so true. Because it's so funny because they try to make themselves look even more geeky. Is the amazing part. Like, you can tell that they have put more aesthetic, like, influence into being less attractive. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, if we make ourselves least attractive, then we're more attractive again. That's what they're going for.
It's like a circle. You go around, you come
back around again. Yeah. Yeah. It's like Revenge of the Nerd situation here.
Okay, well, I say kudos to the Wikipedia community for actually nailing it on Devo.
Well done, devotees.
Yes.
I don't know if that's what they're called, but I like it, and I'm going to keep saying it as many times as I possibly can.
All right. So one of the things that I really enjoy about Devo is that they've got this particular style, and when they do a cover song,
oh my God, yes,
they just like own that cover song.
They don't. They don't ever try to be the song. They only try to make the song fit the Devo life.
Yeah,
and I respect that.
And in some cases, what they'll do is they'll play the song. Almost like they'll like take the sheet music and they'll just like, you know, sort of play the song as written, but they will make it their own so much that they'll like it, that it's like a completely different song. And in some cases, they'll actually write new lyrics, and which is what they did for the song Secret Agent Man, which was,
oh my God, I loved Secret Agent Man growing up. This was like my favorite song.
The original or
yeah,
the
this is the original.
Version? Oh, okay, yeah. So yeah, the Johnny Rivers Secret Agent Man, which I really enjoy, is.
I think that's why I wanted to be in the FBI was Secret Agent Man. I'm pretty sure.
So, and which is funny because they actually don't bring up the FBI in the original version, but in the lyrics that Devo writes for it is. Well, here, I'll actually start it off at the very beginning, or the beginning of the lyrics for the Devo version.
You know I live a life of danger for the FBI. Keeping tabs on our nation, on the land, on the sea, and the sky. But every single night, before I go to bed, I get down on my knees and thank God I'm a secret agent.
Such a good song and such because I was like, oh my God, I haven't heard this cover. And this is a song I love a lot. And I love it more now. I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah. So they made it. And again, they wrote their own lyrics for the verses. They kept the refrain the same, but even the music, they kind of keep the same. It's so different from the original music, but yet it's the same in certain ways. And I'm kind of not describing that well, but it's like, it's very strange to the way they do it. And yes, I love it. And also they made it into, by talking about the FBI specifically and about America, and they make it, slightly, satirical about, America's involvement in a lot of stuff like this.
And slightly satirical, Kirk.
Okay.
Slightly. It's these guys do satire well. I'm just saying. We should just give that to them.
Fair.
You know? Fair. There is, if that's all that you want to cover about that song, my favorite cover that they did before I heard the Secret Agent Man cover right now, was because now it's that one. Okay, let's just make that very clear. It was their cover of Satisfaction because they completely change all of the syncopation and they're wearing their crazy like yellow jumpsuits that don't fit, tiny glasses that are not attractive in any way. Amazing. Everything is perfect. They do the weird robot-y dance. Let's listen to some of that. Oh my God, it's so good. I can never listen to the original again now because this is too good. It's too good. It's too good, friends.
It
should be illegal. That is how good it is.
Yeah. And it's like, the Stones do it and they're doing it very soulful, may not be the right word, but kind of like they're putting a lot
of earnestly. And these guys are doing it like, they're robotic humans, and I love every minute of it.
But like that particular lyric there, which is, you know, talking about the anti-commercialism, mm-hmm. and, you know, which is like, again, the Devo aesthetic, it's very,
I think
cool.
You were looking for the word ethos.
Ethos, thank you.
Aesthetic is like what they
look
like.
Yes, visual,
like.
I understand. Visuals. I sometimes say wrong words too, Jen.
What? That's not allowed on this podcast, Kurt.
And so they did this song on Saturday Night Live. And they, and it's very funny because this was in 78 that they did it, and they had Fred Willard introduce them, and
what?
He seemed a little less than enthused about it, to be honest. He's like, and here's Devo.
Whatever this is.
Right.
That is really what Fred Willard was saying.
And so then they, and what I found out in doing some of my research, that this was 1 week after the Stones did that song on Saturday Night Live.
What?
Which is like...
That is crazy bananas.
Yes. And also, so that was really cool. And then also one of the things I thought was very funny is in the video, or yeah, in the Saturday Night Live, on Mark's guitar, he's got effects pedals that are taped to the guitar.
Yes.
Which is... I guess I never really, like, I saw the guitar before and I just saw it. It was just, I thought it was like a weird kind of aesthetic. Yes, I mean aesthetic. Oh. that he was going for just by adding, putting stuff on the guitar, kind of like a, Mad Max, Fury oh, yeah. Road guitarist yeah. kind of thing, just adding stuff to the guitar. But no, these were like functional pedals. Normally that you operate with your feet, you know, and for those of you who aren't musicians, that they change the tone of the guitar, but he had it on his, you know, and he would hit stuff on the guitar to make the tone change. And I thought that was really funny and
that
really
is
clever.
Hilarious. But it also gives you like some more weird moves, you know what I mean? Like on stage. So perhaps he was doing it because it makes him look weirder because he's like playing his guitar and then he's going to hit the effects pedal.
Yes.
Attached to the guitar. I love it.
Very cool. And then another soulful song that they did and they covered in the Devo fashion, Working in the Coal Mine.
Oh yes.
Which I
this
love
one was of. This one was like mind-blowing to listen to.
Yeah, and it's got just, you know, it's a soulful song to start off, and then they do it in just this, just in the Devo way that it's so cool. Anyway, here's a little bit of Working in the Coal Mine. When they did this song on Fridays, it was just a lip sync, and they did this weird like choreography, so to speak, where they'd have Mark and Jerry were on top of this like structure, and then down below the other guys in the band were like wearing helmets, which of course they are apt
obviously
to do, with the coal miner light on it. And they were, you know, I believe they were in the black shorts and the black tank top, that look to them. But they were going through and they were like pantomiming or doing this, you know, kind of choreography of scooping coal. And it was like, it was a very weird, you know, not live performance. I think they might have been singing live, but they were definitely not playing the instruments live. And it was really funny.
I love it. I'm gonna have to watch that. I did not see this video of their appearance on Fridays, which clearly means I am lacking in this song.
I'm still surprised that you hadn't even heard of the show Fridays.
Well, what are you gonna do? Sometimes I mean, Jen doesn't know things.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't last that long, but it was like almost to the point where it was like a joke, like, you know, that that Fridays even existed. But in any event.
In any event.
That was the Devo cover song portion of the show. I'm sure if there are some listeners out there that have their own favorite Devo cover song, but just love the way that they do covers. They just own it, and very cool.
It is very cool. What else is very cool is that they sometimes do holiday songs, and I am just amazed by this. My favorite song is Merry Something to You, because it's the perfect song for everyone.
Whether you're Christian, Muslim, or Jew,
happy holidays!
Any old dance that you like to do,
happy holidays!
Pipe, drink up, nibble, gobble, chew.
Happy holidays.
Believe what you want to, nothing's really true.
Happy holidays.
So I love this because they're just like, nothing's really true. Believe what you want. Have a great holiday. And I'm
dance
like,
dance how
is,
you want.
Do what you want. You can dance if you want to. It's wrong band, but still. That's perfect. I am from now on, this is my holiday jam. Also, it's like a minute 16. It is the perfect length for a holiday song.
I'm disappointed that that has not been on my Christmas playlist.
It's now on our CADGMAP holidays playlist.
Excellent.
Yeah. For anyone who cares. It's just me, because that's the only one I listen to now.
Oh, and we didn't get to do a holiday episode this year.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's
so
we're gonna have to do that. We're gonna have to do two this year then.
One for Halloween and one for Christmas, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
We will do that. So they've got a fairly serious political message. But one of the aspects of that de-evolution is that one of the things that we're here on this earth to do is to procreate. And so they had a few songs that are just kind of dumb songs having to do with the act of procreation. And I'm just going to play a little bit of each one of those, sort of rapid fire here. We've got a little bit of, first of all, Pink Pussycat.
I don't know what that would be about at all. Yep.
And then the companion piece to that.
Oh my.
I love your gun.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
She said thank you for last night. It was really
oh man.
And then
it's like they're not even trying to innuendo on that one. They're not even like a little bit.
So this one there's definitely innuendo on, but
technically there was innuendo on the other two as well, but
you're right. But
I mean it's a very thin veil that I'm just, it's a thin veil.
Okay, and so this is the song Fräulein, which is talking about working at a gas station.
Filling up bottles, beeping me often. I drop what I'm doing, wait, I live cheerfully. Some choose the big one, others the small. It's a small, small world, now here's them on his car. Well, I'm a big time pumper, and I'm pumping full of my gas.
I like the very swing beat to that, and like the is there an upright bass, because it sounds like there is, and you know what, it deserves it.
I'm sure there isn't an upright bass in the Devo world. That does not seem like the Devo aesthetic.
No, but it seems like fun that they might do it on occasion, just for funsies. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility.
No, not out of the realm, but certainly a departure from their typical. There's other instruments. They clearly, you know, they have guitars, but they are not like recognizable guitars to me. No Telecasters or Strats or Les Pauls or anything like that. They of course they have to pick weird, unusual kind of instrument looking things.
I'm sorry, I believe that you pronounced weird and wonderful wrong.
Weird and wonderful, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all I have to say about that.
Amazing. So good. So good.
There's a song, another satirical song that I really enjoy, and I wanted to play a little bit of. It's a song, Beautiful World.
Ah.
The way they show they care makes me want to say, it's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world.
You might have recognized this song recently from a Target ad.
No way. It was in a Target ad?
Yes.
What?
Like pretty recently. I want to say like in the last year. But it's so this whole song, and I just played the snippet where they did sort of the turn on it, but they've got, you know, it's a beautiful world we live in, a sweet romantic place, beautiful people everywhere. The way they show they care makes me want to say it's a beautiful world. And then he says, for you. And then at the end is where he goes, but not me. It's not for me. And it's like, really, you know, very satirical. And yep, the Target people are like, well, all you have to do is edit that last part out. And it's.
Yep. And then it's cute. It's such a cute song. Let's leave off the, you know, set, like the little social commentary. You know what I mean? Like, we'll leave that off. And
right,
boom.
Right. It's like when Reagan played Born in the USA, they just played the Born in the USA and they just ignored all the other stuff. And there you go.
Yeah.
Did I just age myself? Did I date myself there?
You did not, but it was fun. It was
fun. Okay. Very good. Okay. So I'm going to just check my, I also have a list of notes on the side here.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know what? I'm going to play an ad.
Oh my God. You're playing an ad? This are we getting paid for it, Kurt?
We should, but I think this is one of the funnier things that that Devo did. Well, I don't know if I'm going to rank it that way, but they did an ad for Honda scooters.
I'm sorry, Honda scooters?
Honda scooters. And it's very funny. And it's very strange. I was surprised to see it because I vaguely remember it from way back in the day. And when I saw this, I also, like, there were, Honda really went all out on these ads for these scooters that they did. They had one with Grace Jones and Adam Ant. They had one with Miles Davis. And it was, like, really strange. But check this out. I'm going to play the ad, and this is the Devo commercial for Honda scooters.
How to ride a Honda scooter. First, select shirt pant combo. We suggest this or this. Next, select appropriate shoes. We suggest two.
Then choose a scooter that best expresses your individuality. There are many sizes and colors.
And always wear your helmet.
Oh my God, the satire just listening to it is amazing.
Yeah, there's obviously they're all dressed.
Individuality, as we are all talking in unison in weird robotic voices.
Yes, and of course they all wearing the white Devo jumpsuit that, you know, with the D-E-V-O.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's a very funny ad. And of course they wear their helmets. They wear actual like motorcycle helmets with the energy dome on top of it.
Oh, as we all should.
There you go.
As we all should. We could take so many fashion lessons from Devo, is what I have learned in today's episode.
All right. Now I'm just checking my notes on the side, and I think we covered everything. Lots of good videos to look at. So
hold up, because we're going to cover the funniest video in just a moment, Kurt.
Go for it, Jen.
Okay, it's time for the funniest Devo song. All right. Do you want
Would
me
you like
to
go first?
Because I said the video. Yeah.
Yeah, it stands to reason. Let's go through that way.
There is a song. It is called Freedom of Choice. And the video is a weird cross between a Doctor Who episode and a bondage film. There are aliens. There is teleportation. There is a guy dressed as a dog in a leash. I don't know what's happening. It's wacky. There are like Romans. I don't know. All of it's wonderful. We time travel through it. There's also skateboards. This is an amazing song. I don't know if I'm like really... I might just be a little bit too worked up about the video and how ridiculously awesome it is. But there you have it. I'm going to play that for us right now. Yeah. Yeah. They take the song so literally. Everything that they do in the video is literally mentioned in the song. And you're like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. And there's the, in ancient Rome, there was a poem about a dog who found two bones. He picked at one. He licked the other. He went in circles. He dropped dead.
Yes. So. Yeah. And there's literally a man dressed as a dog.
Is that the bondage portion?
It's
where...
very strange because he's also wearing a leash and the leash is being pulled and it's weird. Yeah. Yeah. And he's got two bones in front of him. It's very strange. I enjoyed this video too much. Too much. Yeah.
Yeah. Dig it. I saw this video, like the song. This whole album, this was the one that Whippet is on, and it's a, little more commercial than some of their earlier stuff, but really cool song. I like it. Good choice, Jen.
Thank you. Now, what's the real funniest song? Because I feel like yours is probably going to be a better choice than mine, which was just mainly so I could say that it was a cross between Doctor Who and a bondage film.
So I very much enjoyed the song Speed Racer, yes. So there were basically... they sang four different verses, and then they did a sort of amalgamation of those four verses at once. And so I am going to play that part of it. I'm speed racer and I drive real fast.
Can we talk about how the doctor sounds like Rolf from the Muppets? Because that is all that I could think of when I listened to this song. It was also on my list, but I felt too strongly about talking about the Doctor Who vibes from my song pick. But Speed Racer clearly is the funniest song by Devo.
Yeah, I like the sort of the characterization of those four. Got, of course, Speed Racer likes to drive fast, fairly straightforward. And the Barbie doll, lots of brains and she likes sex.
Yeah, why not?
That is an interesting interpretation of Barbie's, you know, characterization. So
Barbie's allowed to have a good time too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the pirate likes to steal and likes to kill. That's fairly straightforward.
Pillaging. And then, yes.
And then the, or actually he likes to drink and likes to kill.
That's true.
The person that likes to steal
is the doctor. That's right. I've met some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right, Dr. Lamfers? You've met some, doctors that like to steal?
Well, they don't like, I mean, it's not, it's similar.
You want to name names, Jen?
Nope, not naming any names. They're none of the doctors I work with, so.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Oh, these are actual personal doctors that you have.
It feels like it sometimes when you get that EOB, that explanation of benefits.
All right. Well, Jen, it is now time to rate the humor of Devo.
Man, I'm going to tell you, coming into this, I was not as high as I am right now on my ranking, Okay.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Because taken out of context, that soundbite could be used.
Misconstrued, okay. Used against me in a court of law.
Yeah.
All right. So I am going to rank the sense of humor of Devo a 9. They are a very solid 9. They are high up there. They are clearly thinking about it. They've got social commentary in their humor. They've got satire. They've got my beautiful surrealism that I love. They've got beautiful aesthetics that they are clearly working on that add to their humor. Love it all.
Yeah.
Love it all.
I agree with all of that completely. And as usual, I am just, you know, a little bit lower than where Jen comes in, and I'm giving them a 7.5.
I'm sorry, a 7.5?
Yeah, 7.5.
Kurt.
Yes, Jen. They've got a fairly serious...
Yeah, I get it, but they do it in a humorous way.
Okay. I prefer...
You do you.
For humor, I prefer stuff that's a little more whimsical, and you don't have to necessarily think of the... You know, the political message that's being that's accompanying the humor. So that is my personal, you know, I prefer whimsy over, you know, satire.
I forgive you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that I was asking for forgiveness, but fair enough. Thank you. I will go on the rest of my day feeling better knowing that I'm forgiven.
Well, that was a listener pick, so that means our next pick is a Kurt pick.
Oh, which means that we reveal the part of the research that Kurt did not do, where I'm going to have to think off the top of my head about what song we're going to, or what band we're going to do next.
So our next pick is a Kurt pick, and Kurt, who are we going to be researching this week?
Well, Jen, as you know, I do enjoy the old school hip hop, and I am going to select the band Run DMC.
I'm so excited.
That's right. Run DMC, Jam Master Jay. We're going to go through, and there's some good humorous stuff out of their catalog. So I'm not sure how much crossover there is between the Devo fans and the Run DMC fans, but I'm in that group. Hopefully some of the listeners for this episode will be in that group as well.
All right.
So until next time, this is Kurt.
And this is Jen.
And we just made a podcast.
Okay.
1, 2.
That's our show. It's time to go. Gosh, that hour really went by fast. Hope you had fun. This ep is now done. Kurt and Jen made a podcast.
Perfect.
Is it though? Oh, my voice hurts.